The Florida Department of Citrus may soon drop its decades-long practice of advertising orange juice on television. Department Executive Director Doug Ackerman responds to questions about that possible shift and tells where the department may focus more in the future. You told the Citrus Commission we may or may not be on TV next season. The Citrus Commission voted unanimously to let the advertising agency, BBDO Atlanta, to cancel that contract. Strong indications there may not be future OJA advertising on TV. Where are we going?
Well, what I was trying not to do was get into a discussion of the validity of any specific tactic and talking about strategies overall. One of the things that we've discovered with this new marketing team and our new approach to doing business is we have a couple of different priorities that we've heard from the industry and from the commission moving forward. And the first one is to really own the category level public relations for the orange juice category. So in order to do that, we have to allocate our resources a little differently. The second priority that we've been given is to ensure that we are helping to enhance retail movement. So the different programs through our shopper marketing and our food service programs are taking second priority. So in having new priorities, you have to really look at do you have the resources allocated accordingly in order to accomplish those things. And in evaluating our agency partners, which we did rather in depth, we found that we had a lot of overlap. And we really had an internal agency structure that was set for 240 million boxes of fruit. And I don't think it's a secret to anybody that, you know, we've been working off of a 100 million box forecast just for our own worst-case scenario budgeting purposes for next year. So in looking at that, it was a matter of really figuring out what skill sets we had, and we had some that overlap. So we have some very good creative executions from three of our partners. We looked at their creative abilities and looked at streamlining our efforts. And when you have that many cooks in the kitchen, so to speak, you start stepping on each other's toes. So this is just an opportunity for us to really streamline our resources. And since we're moving into more of a digital social media type age, we have to be able to move faster. And, you know, I think you'll hear that David in his presentation talked about owning more of our digital assets and that flexibility and that speed that offers for us to really have better, more enhanced communication and relationships with folks that want to have relationships with our brand, and it's important.
I believe you've been talking to orange juice brands, and without being specific, there is some indication from those brands that they want to do the advertising. They want you to focus on public relations, correct?
Well, you're right on. I think the Department of Citrus has, without a true brand on the shelf, we have some abilities being a state organization and a governmental body that we can speak from more of a position of authority and help defend the category as well as promote the category. So I think we're going to be really taking over some of those responsibilities. The brands have been extremely receptive. The three major brands plus the other brands. We had a marketing summit back in November. We're going to have another marketing summit probably in late April or early May, where we'll put more of our fleshed out plan in front of them and make sure that we get good buy-in from the industry overall.
That's pretty much all my questions, unless there's anything else you'd like to add.
Well, we sure do appreciate all the grower support, and hopefully you're really starting to see a real shift in what we're doing. A lot of more proactive outreach. You'll see Samantha Lane out and about within the industry, and hope that everybody feels comfortable and walking up and talking to her, and that you feel a real difference in what we're doing. And over the next couple of months, you'll really start to see executionally that change. And we look forward to seeing as many people as possible in Bonita so that they can be a part of our launch for the next season.
And Bonita, of course, in June, the industry conference. Samantha is a new addition to the PR department, correct?
That's correct. I'm sorry, I should have said that up front. Samantha Lane comes to us most recently from Legoland.
For Southeast AgNet, I'm Ernie Neff.